whitewater action. Manaaki Hodges of Pararua is an awesome whitewater paddler. At just 13 years old, he is one of New Zealand's kayaking aces. In between events at the New Zealand Smoke-Free Whitewater Kayak Championships, held at the meeting of the waters in New Plymouth, Jan Trefford talked to Manaaki about his favorite sport. How long have you been paddling? This is my third year. I started by surfing beach waves in my granddad's canoe. When I got enough of that, granddad took me canoeing on a river. Now he takes me to rivers and competition all over the place. What gear do you need for whitewater kayaking? A spray skirt that fits over my body and around the cockpit of the canoe to keep out water. A life jacket, a helmet, a double-bladed paddle, and a kayak. Have you even competed overseas? Yeah, that was last summer. I won 3 silvers. The competition was the Hydro Australasian School Champs, and it was held in Tasmania, Australia. There were paddlers from Canada, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, some of the best young kayakers in the world. It was great. There's a grading system on rivers. How does it work? Grading is used to show how difficult a river is to paddle. Grade 1 is easiest, like it's flat water, and then it goes on up to grade 6, which isn't usually paddled. Why is grade 6 not paddled? It's too hard and really dangerous. I guess that a really good kayaker might try it. The world's best using a specially designed kayak. What grade scares you? Grade 5. I paddle grades 1 to 4 alright. This one today is grade 2. It's okay. In Australia, we paddled on grades 2, 3, and 4. You look pretty relaxed on the water. Do you feel relaxed? I'm nervous. Just before I compete, when they're counting down, must start over the speaker like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. After that's over, I feel alright. I get really mad when I hit the poles of the gate that I have to go through. So if you touch a pole, you have 2 points added onto your time. And if you miss a gate altogether, they add on 3 points. What about that rapid down there? That's a big wave breaking back upstream on itself. We call them holes. Can you paddle it? I could this morning in the practice run.